Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Welcome to Long-Term Care podcast. I am your host, Bilqis Ali. I am an RN and Certified Director of Nursing and Administration in Long-Term Care. If this is your first time tuning into my podcast, I want to say thank you and welcome. Today's topic, we're talking about psychotropics today. Not just only psychotropics, but even if you were to have a resident who have like behaviors and aren't receiving any psychotropic medications, what do you do? That's what I just want to talk about today. All right. So anytime you have a resident, say you do have a resident and they are receiving an antipsychotic, right? And you are in the process of doing that GDR. How do you go about doing that? And how do you know if you need to get that antipsychotic med back? Documentation in this aspect is very important. And this is where a lot of facilities run into issues with. Is if you say, oh, my resident, you know, you talk to the doctor, oh, I think this resident might need something for this type of behavior, right? You'll keep going to the doctor. Everyone keeps going to the doctor and telling that doctor something verbally. However, no one has taken the necessary steps to document any of the documentation, such as those behaviors and how often they might be having the episodes, to then even warrant the doctor or the psychiatrist to even order a medication. So then you have the risk of ordering the medication without having proper documentation. Okay, so it's important that whenever we are ordering these medications that we, for one, follow your facility policy. What does your facility tell you to do if a psychotropic medication needs to be administered? What steps do you have to do? And remember the evaluation that has to go along with that new start of that medication. You want to make sure you're documenting to say if the medication is effective, if the resident has had any adverse effects from the medication, and what is the plan, okay? And what about the diagnosis, okay? So we want to make sure we have the appropriate diagnoses for the resident with the medication, and try to avoid, you know, having your medication, your resident receiving an antipsychotic with a diagnosis of like something like dementia or Alzheimer's, because then you know that that's not an appropriate diagnosis for that medication. So it's looking at the whole picture, all right, when we're trying to get these medications. You know, so when that resident starts that new medication, make sure you are documenting, all right, and make sure you are evaluating. Now, suppose you have that resident and they're on that medication and it's to the point where now they have to do, you know, the GDR. And, you know, your staff is saying, don't take them off this medication. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. How do you go about that? Again, you know, following your facility policy, what does your facility policy tells you to say or and do, and then follow those necessary steps. If you, once you do decrease that medication, you then again want to document. And if your resident is showing that, oh, okay, they are having increased behaviors, changes in mood, then you know you need to be documenting that, as long as your facility policy tells you to do so, and then you're going to reevaluate what you will do collectively with your IDT team and, you know, your psych physician or your medical doctor, is that you'll then be saying, okay, we tried to do a GDR, and this resident has had what they call a failed GDR, meaning that this resident needs this medication. okay? What I really want you to get in the habit of is identifying that you have the appropriate diagnosis for the medication. We are getting a lot of admissions and they are receiving psychotropic medications and they don't have the appropriate diagnosis. They have a diagnosis of a mental illness and they are coming into the facilities without a PASAR. These are the things that you need to start addressing, especially when they are coming to your facility without the proper documentation. Okay, so again, know what's coming into your facilities. If you have a resident who has any type of mental illness diagnoses, making sure that you get that PASAR to accompany them with that resident, because that is part of that pre-admission screening. If you have a resident and they are in your facility and they need to have that GDR, make sure you are doing the appropriate documentation to show that, okay, we did try and they did have a failed GDR. If you have a resident and they are to start a new medication, you must evaluate that medication, okay? Follow your facility policy again. When do you have to evaluate how that resident is doing on that medication? Documentation is key. Even if you have a resident and say, you know, they're not taking any medications, but they are behavioral, they still warrant a visit from a psych person, all right? When you have psych see these residents, they can really do what they call a behavior care plan. Okay, so we're not saying we want all our residents to be on medications, okay? What I do want to challenge you is even if your resident isn't receiving any medication, still seek out help from whoever you are having at your facilities to still come and see these residents and do with and initiate a behavior care plan. Have your psychologist work with you and develop a behavior care plan, okay? And they can put appropriate interventions dependent on what they have evaluated with that resident, all right? They can still give you some great ideas and they often think outside the box so that they can meet the needs of the resident. It's not just about saying put somebody on a medication. They do have the psychologist that will come and do recommendations also. When you have those residents who, are just behavioral and they become combative, and those are sometimes the ones who won't even take medications. What is it that the psychologist can actually help you manage those residents? Okay. So again, those are just a couple tips that we can start taking when we are looking at the psychotropics in our facilities. So again, things that we want to think about: residents who are on these medications, that they have the appropriate diagnosis. If they don't have the appropriate diagnosis, what is the plan? That they have a PASAR if they come into your facility with these medications, or if they have any type of mental illness. If they are going on a GDR, the documentation. And if they have to start a new psychotropic medication, make sure that there is good documentation that the resident needs this medication or need an increase in this medication, rather than the staff just going verbally and saying to the doctor, hey, Dr. So-and-so, can we get an increase in this because the resident is keep having these behaviors, without having any proof that there is any change in behaviors. And that is with the documentation. All right. So that is all I wanted to talk to you guys about today: documentations and psychotropics. if you need help with this, get in the habit of pulling. I'm familiar with PCC. So if you have PCC, go to your order listing report. And in that order listing report, you hit medication class and then choose the medication class that you want. You can do antidepressant, anxiolytics, and psychotropics. And antipsychotics. Then you take the date range out and then hit update and run your report. Run this every week, okay? Because what you wanna do is each time that you were to get a new medication, you wanna make sure that you have the appropriate diagnosis. And this way you can always stay on top of it. So run this report every week. When you have your GDR meetings, make sure you have this tool with you as well. And make sure you have your behavior meetings with your psychiatrist, your psychologist, pharmacy, social work. Activities is a big part of that meeting, okay? Because it's not just that we want to have our, the residents to be medicated, but the more involved that they are in their activities, the better outcome they can have. All right, so if you have a resident and they're saying they're on an antidepressant, then you go to their activities care plan and they don't have anything in there that's stimulating them for them not to become depressed, then that's a problem, okay? So anytime you have, a resident and they, suffer some from antidepression, just go and look at that activities care plan and just make sure that we are really looking at the big picture and keeping them involved as much as we possibly can, if they allow it, all right? But have your meetings and, document and, stay on track with the GDR documentation. And again, pull the order listing report. And, I think this will help you gather this and get in control of this behavior meeting. All right, so those are my tips for today. Of course, you can visit my website, welcometolongtermcare.com, and get all of your nursing needs. You can schedule for the survey prep course, one-on-one coaching, and the overall mentoring that I do also. Okay, guys, so again, my name is Bilqis Ali. I am an RN and Certified Director of Nursing and Administration in Long-Term Care. I thank you again for tuning in. And I hope this segment was beneficial. And trust me, if I'm bringing things up on these podcasts or my videos, it is because I'm seeing the citations. All right. I hope to talk to you all next week. Have a wonderful week, guys.